Alrighty, good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Thursday morning. Got a special guest in studio. We have Cheyenne Stevens from Cherryvale, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the Cherry Blossom Festival coming up. How are you doing, Cheyenne?
Doing good. How are you?
Hey, it's great to have you on here. I'm doing well. So I've heard of this event before, but I've never actually been to it, so I'm looking forward to my first year attending this event. But you want to go into a little bit of a background maybe for listeners like myself who haven't been to the event before?
Yeah, for sure. Well, starters, we've been doing Cherry Blossom for about 43 plus years. In the past, we've had it down in Logan Park, kind of just spread out throughout the park there, and using some of the little buildings. But this year, we really wanted to take it back downtown and try to showcase more of our downtown businesses and, you know, get more people involved, because that's where a lot of our businesses are. So we really want to give them a chance to, you know, come out, do sidewalk sales, you know, just be with the community. So that is where everything will be held except for our concerts this year. So we have Friday night, we're only doing one concert. Worship Calling is going to be there. They'll be there from 6:30 to about 9. I think music starts at 7, so come get a seat. We will have food trucks, one of them, and I think a snow cone place is going to be setting up either Friday night or Saturday night. And then, let's see, what else do I've got here? So, we also have a 5K run and walk. Stevens Trophies and Cherryvale 24 Hour Fitness and the Cherry Pit Co. are all sponsoring those. As well as Snack Attack. Snack Attack's donated the water. Cherry Pit Co.'s donating t-shirts. Cherryvale 24 Hour Fitness is donating a bunch of little goodies to put in their gym bags, and a 30-day membership. So you'll get I think they'll throw you into a drawing, and whoever draws gets a certain prize. So they'll kind of go through the list on that one. And then we also have a car show that starts downtown as well. Registration for it will be at 8:30. So come on down. It's going to be down more towards the Liberty end, down by Community National and my office, Jim Gill Agency. So we're going to have you in parking spots. You'll be, you know, kind of in your own little area. It'd be perfect.
And that's then vendors, gonna be great.
Oh yes,
always love a car show.
Yes. And then our vendors are gonna go down a little bit further than that, and then we have the food truck area. We have, I believe, 5 to 6 food trucks committed to showing up. So we've got a little area there by People's State Bank, which is just catty corner from Jim Gill Agency. We've got them set in the little lot between there and, I believe, it was an old department store.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. A little picnic area for everybody to just enjoy their food. And then we will have a kitty corner. And that kitty corner, I call it the kitty corner, but it's much bigger than the kitty corner. We've got bounce houses, pony rides, a bungee jump, a mechanical bull. There's just a lot for the kids to come and do, including carnival games. So we really wanted to bring more for the kids because, you know, if the kids show up, parents are going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have lots of shopping. We have a wide range of vendors. Some are coming just to show you demonstrations. Some have things to sell. Some are just there to support Cherry Blossom. So we are really looking forward to being able to grow this year. Last year we did really, really great, and this year we're hoping to just maximize that.
Well, it is really, really good. And for those folks just joining us, we're talking about the Cherry Blossom Festival that is coming up this weekend, going to be on Friday and Saturday. And I'm excited because we're also going to be broadcasting live from the event, and that's really going to be a fun time. Hope to draw some more people out.
Yes, definitely.
So, I see, you know, we've got a whole schedule of events, and, you know, I know it's a lot to keep track of as we read it off, which is great, but if people do want to take a look at the schedule, is this posted anywhere?
Yes. If you go out to our Facebook page, Cherryvale Chamber of Commerce, we have multiple flyers posted. There is one that has a full list of the schedule. It kind of puts everything into perspective of both days. Friday, it is just the concert. Nobody will be setting up Friday. We just wanted to make it easier on our vendors this year.
Sure.
So those are all just Saturday. But yeah, we have from 8 to about 9:30 will be the 5K.
Mm-hmm.
We would like people to come in and register by like 7:30. That way we know kind of a head count and we can go over the route and everything with them. And then from 8:30, you'll be starting your car show registration. And that is going on until 1 p.m. We're going to have judging from 11 to noon. And Stevens Trophies has picked their judges for that. I'm not sure who they are, but I think they've kind of thrown in a few people from around the area for that one. The chamber has also decided to pick one person from our chamber, and they're going to pick their favorite car, and whoever their favorite car is or motorcycle, they're going to give away $20 in chamber bucks.
Great.
So that's another little prize there. And then 9 to 5, food trucks and craft vendors will be open. And then 9 to 4 is when all of our kids' games will be open and ready for action. 10 a.m. is a dance studio performance that'll be downtown, level staging area for dances. They're going to come. I think they're just doing one dance this year. And then from 10 to 12 is a cakewalk, and that'll be in the chamber office. We've got some great cakes donated by one of our sororities, so come out and get some of those. I know those ladies worked really, really hard on getting all that put together. And then cornhole is 10 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. I want to say they're doing signups by 9:30, so you guys can get all that registered. It's $20 a team. We are asking if each team bring a set of boards just to make sure we have plenty of boards.
Sure.
So I'm excited for that one. I've never been a part of a cornhole tournament.
It's so popular now. Yes. I mean, it just keeps getting more. Almost every event I've been to here has had a cornhole tournament.
Yes, definitely. I'm excited for it. And then Stage Art Dance Studio will be performing at noon. They'll be there two times, so I think they perform again at 3. So come out and support, you know, our local dance studios. RNS is actually from Independence, and Stage Art has three different locations of Bartlesville, Caney, and Independence, so we're kind of keeping it local this year with those. And then from 1 to 3 in the chamber office will be bingo, and we have lots of good prizes. We've got a sponsor, Sonic and Cherryville, has donated a lot of good items for prizes for that one. We've got a couple gift cards that will be given away from G&W, so that'll be cool. I think one of them's a $20 or $50, if I remember right. So there's some big ones in there. And then also from 1 to 3, live music from Straight Away. It's one of our local bands there in Cherryville as well. They'll be performing. I'm excited for them. They'll be in the same spot that the dance studios will be in once they're done performing. And then Saturday night from 6:30 to 9 p.m., we have another local band, Edge Over Edge. I'm excited. They've got some really good guys in that band, and they're ready to perform for us. So come out and enjoy the night and just have some fun.
Well, that's really awesome. Yeah. And it does, of course, take a lot of effort to put on an event like this. So we do appreciate that.
Yeah.
I just love these sort of events in this time of year.
Yeah.
You know, well, I grew up in Wichita and we had Riverfest around this time. They've moved it now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was always, it's an exciting time of year because we have the weather changing. It's nice.
Definitely.
You start to be able to get outside more. Mm-hmm. So that is really, really good. Are there any other, you know, I know you mentioned some of the sponsors.
Yeah,
any more sponsors you want to go through and let us know about?
Yeah, I want to go ahead and go through the full list of our sponsors just so we can make sure they get the rightful thanks that they deserve, because without them, we could not put this on. So G&W Foods, they have donated water for our 5K and gift cards for bingo. I believe it's 2 gift cards for bingo. Cherryville Pizza Hut, they have donated personal pan gift cards for any of our events. I believe theirs is going towards the bingo as well, though. Cherryville Sonic donated bingo prizes. They sent us a whole box of stuff, so I am so excited to see who gets those. The Cherry Pit Co., they are a 5K sponsor, and they're sponsoring shirts for that. When you register, we'll ask for your size, and Cherry Pit Co. will get with you and get you a shirt. And then Stevens Trophies here in Coffeyville, they are putting on our car show and sponsoring the 5K for us. So we are so grateful to have them a part of our chamber, and I'm so glad they stepped up to help us out with that. Cherryville 24 Hour Fitness, they donated memberships, a 30-day membership and goodies for our 5K. They gave us some nice looking bags and pens and stuff like that to put in there. And then Pepsi donated banners. We're going to have the main banner down by 169 where Sonic is. It's going to be on the Edvina Living fence there, so we're really excited about that. And then Patriot, they are donating a port-a-john to us to use, so there will be port-a-johns. And then the city of Cherryville has also donated their workers to help kind of take care of our trash, and some extra trash dumpsters for us, so we'll keep everything nice and clean. And then, of course, KGGF for advertisement. We really appreciate being able to get the word out. People's State Bank, they are donating the lot next to them and their electric for the bands and the performances and the food trucks. So we are super excited to have a lot of community involvement this year. Wilson County Medical Center is donating their lot as well to be used. And then the cakes for the cakewalk are donated by Kansas Alpha Psi Master Society. And I know I probably butchered that.
It's always hard.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounded right to me.
And USD 447 donated printing of flyers. And they also did a discounted banner for us this year, which is really awesome. We are trying to really nail down when we have Cherry Blossom, because I know graduation, Mother's Day, nobody really ever agrees with the time.
No, so it's a busy month either way.
It is. So we have been given banners, and we're trying to, you know, kind of capitalize on not really putting a date on there. That way people still get the information, but we can still reuse and all that fun stuff. Casey's donated a case of water for the 5K as well. And then L&T Quilting donated snacks for the 5K prizes, and those will be in the little goodie bags from Cherryville 24 Hour Fitness. So we want to say a huge thank you to all of those sponsors, and a huge thank you to all the volunteers and chamber members that have stepped up to make this happen. Without any of us and any of the other volunteers, we could not make this happen.
No, that is really fantastic, and it's always good to have a salute to the community. Yes. I mean, this is one of those things that brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
And are there any opportunities for people maybe looking to help out at all volunteering-wise? Are you looking for any folks?
Yeah. If you want to volunteer, we definitely could use more bodies. I know for the 5K, we want to try to have people set up throughout the route. That way we can cheer on runners and walkers and make sure water is passed out where water is needed. In the years past, water was just located at the fire station. When they ran their route, they would go right by there about halfway through. And we really want to try and make sure that is available throughout the whole route. That way everybody has access to it when they need it, as well as the car show. I mean, come out and just help us out. I mean, I don't even know how many events we have going on, like off the top of my head, but I do know that, you know, we really need the extra help. And if you want to join our chamber and be a part of, you know, giving back to the community, we would definitely take that as well. Chamber membership forms and brochures will be picked up in the office. We'll have them available. There's also some available at Jim Gill Agency too. So just come on out and support us, and, you know, join us if you want.
Excellent. And I know that you mentioned that some of the streets are going to be blocked off. So
yes.
If people are going to be driving in, maybe from, you know, their house or from out of town, what's the best place to park?
So best place to park is going to be on the side streets around Main Street.
Okay.
So we're going to start blocking off, I want to say, right there at Liberty. That way the car show has plenty of room to come in and get set up. And then we are not going past the train tracks, just because we don't want to have to mess with if there's a train coming. We don't want all that. But there are businesses on down past the train tracks that are doing things. I believe Senior Citizens Building, they're going to be doing like a yard sale, garage sale going on there. So come out and explore and see what there is. We also have some local history, like our train depot and the museum. I believe both of those are going to be available for people to come and check out.
Oh, great. That's a gorgeous train depot.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. So, yeah.
All right. Well, anything else, Cheyenne, you'd like to share for us?
I think that's it. We are super excited to get it started. And if it does storm, if it's bad storms, we're going to go ahead and reschedule. We have a date in mind, but we're just kind of playing it by ear and seeing what happens. If it's light rain, kind of like it is this morning, if you've been outside, we're still going to, you know, go on through with our show. So
okay, well, we'll definitely keep an eye on the weather. It is going to be a good one. I think we're planning to start our remote at 10, I believe. So that's going to be a really good one. Bring some folks out to it. But I am very much looking forward to my first cherry blossom.
It'll be fun later. for sure.
All right. Well, Cheyenne Stevens, thank you so much for coming by and letting us know about this.
Yeah.
And I hope we have lots of folks coming to Cherryvale.
Yes.
This Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. And we have coming up next Denise York from Coffeyville's Reawakening. That is on the way here on the Mighty 690. 67 degrees right now in Coffeyville.